With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin's here. So is Katie.
Here I am.
Hey, I'm Orphan Andrew. Thanks for being here. Appreciate that. Hey, if you ever want to chat with us, our text number 73389 and the phone number 766-1065. Uh-oh.
Oh. Sneeze.
Oh, no.
Okay, could you be more professional? Gavin! I hate sneezing.
God bless. God bless. Thank God for the plexiglass. We have plexiglass up still.
I have. What? People don't know this. I have basically shamed my kids into trying not to sneeze because they know I can't stand it.
You know, it annoys you?
Here's what it is. I don't actually mind if my kids sneeze, but because I hate so much when my husband sneezes, that I see my kids actively trying to stifle sneezes, and it makes me feel a little bad, but like... then it makes me appreciate that they care enough to try. My husband sneezes. Oh, my God.
Is it a production?
It is a full-on Broadway show.
But listen, the way that her husband's, because I've seen him sneeze, it's fine.
It goes on and on and on.
He sneezes like three times.
He sneezes like seven times. If it were three times, normal people sneeze three times. We count it. It is a family thing where we just start counting. It is between five and seven times on average every single time.
But he can't control that.
He could try.
No.
Yes,
no.
He can.
How? With what?
I sneeze silently on this show all the time.
Yeah, one day your eyes are going to pop out of your head.
Yeah, I assure you they will not.
I've Googled it on WebMD.
No, you haven't.
I will.
Okay, please do.
So are you one of these people that holds your nose when you sneeze?
I don't need to.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm, I could just...
It's not healthy. The way she sneezes is not healthy.
What was that face you just made?
She keeps it all in.
She holds it all in. She does not sneeze in a healthy manner. And she pushes that on other people. She has chastised me for my sneezes before.
Because honestly, it is, again, it's such a look at me.
You just heard me sneeze.
You end it by going like this. Oh.
Well, I don't always do that. But this was a real emotional one.
Do you always lean your head against the wall after you sneeze?
Not always. Sometimes there's no wall.
You also always look like you've been, like you assaulted yourself after you sneezed.
Well, sometimes I do feel like I assaulted. I have sneezed and I have hurt my body. Like,
yeah,
where just something
threw his back out one time sneezing.
My wife, on the other hand, that is a sneeze that needs to be dealt with. Because her sneeze, there is no buildup. There's zero buildup. And she doesn't sneeze in a normal manner. She just yells.
So she's a surprise sneezer.
Like
you don't see it coming.
You'll just be like sitting there and the house can be quiet and you'll just hear her go, like that. And like, I'm a grown man. I can handle a fright, okay?
Right.
But our poor kids can't. Not from the person they trust the most in this world.
Right.
Out of nowhere. And when we're in the car, it's really bad because it makes everybody in the car think that she sees oncoming accident happening that nobody else in the car sees. So that is a sneeze that needs to be dealt with.
Sneeze like her again.
Like you're in a haunted house?
Yeah. Where's the bobcat?
Okay, I have to tell you, I think that this all comes from my stepdad.
Let's talk about your stepdad.
Okay, who used to sneeze, still does, I assume. I have, thank God, moved out. Sneezes so theatrically. He literally makes a ha-choo sound.
Okay? Now, he is a very theatrical person.
He is. Everything
I'm shocked
he
doesn't wear a little handkerchief around his neck.
Yes. I mean, like, when people come to my parents' house, mm-hmm. he literally opens the door and says, welcome.
Okay? Yeah, with a lean. With a hand on the hip. The back of the hand on the hip.
The back of the hip. Yeah, okay.
Very Monopoly man.
Yeah.
He sneezes. This is not an exaggeration. Like this. Ha-choo! Okay?
That sounds like a sound effect.
Okay, and everybody in the family just goes, stop it! and he acts completely unfazed.
Your stepdad sneezed. Sounds like the Goofy sound effect when he falls off a cliff. But, like, you can't help it. You can't help your sneeze.
I just feel like you can if you really try. You could at least do it a little bit. You could, like, curb it a little bit.
Listen. You love body positivity, right?
It depends.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell Lizzo you said that.
She sneezes. I'll chastise her for it, too.
I have no idea
you
how she sneezes.
You big bitch, stop it.